USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Cleanup is underway in Lee County, Alabama, 2 days after a string of tornadoes left widespread destruction. President Trump has approved a disaster declaration for the state. County Sheriff Jay Jones says as many as 8 people are unaccounted for.
The search efforts are continuing. We have been able to narrow the searches down from a broad spectrum of the area down to specific areas.
The tornado cut a path of destruction a mile wide and 24 miles long. Red Cross spokesperson Ashley Hinion says survivors need food, shelter, and time to heal.
There's a lot of mourning that has to take place. There's been a lot of loss of property and homes and, of course, life. And it's just tragic to see what this storm has done to such a wonderful community.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 13 points and the S&P 500 down 3. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
The top general overseeing American military operations in Europe has testified on Capitol Hill that there's a growing threat from Russia.
I'm not comfortable yet with the deterrent posture that we have in Europe.
General Curtis Scaparotti sees large military gaps against Moscow.
Where are the shortfalls as you see them?
Sir, I have shortfalls in our land component and in our maritime component as well.
He said the gaps need to be addressed as soon as possible. The Senate is expected to vote soon on a House resolution blocking President Trump's effort to get money for his border wall. He declared a national emergency at the southern border so he could take funds not appropriated by Congress to build his border wall. The House shot down that declaration, and now the Senate is poised to do the same. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says some of his fellow Republicans will oppose the president's action on constitutional grounds.
I don't personally think there's a constitutional issue here.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A Trump family member speaks about the investigations. USA's Chris Barnes has more.
All of a sudden, it's let's just go harass anybody who has ever made contact with Trump. Let's send out, 81 document discovery requests for everything under the sun.
That's President Trump's son, Eric Trump, discussing the latest round of investigative moves by Democrats on the U.S. House Judiciary Committee.
The whole thing is such a, it's just a sham. And it's exactly what Robert Mueller is going to come out with. This whole thing has been an absolute sham.
That courtesy of the Brian Kilmeade Show on Fox, chairman of the committee, Jerry Nadler, says they have sent document requests to 81 agencies and individuals as part of their latest probe into what he calls alleged obstruction of justice, public corruption, and other abuses of power by President Trump.
The State Department has confirmed some U.S. troops will remain in Syria to maintain a military presence, John Clemens reports.
That was the confirmation from Robert Paladino, deputy spokesperson at the U.S. State Department.
The residual force of the United States military is going to remain in northeast Syria as part of a multinational force in order to prevent ISIS resurgence and to support stability and security in northeast Syria.
The battle continues against ISIS as many of the terrorists remain in a small area of land in the middle Euphrates River Valley in Syria. I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.